Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scott Van Pelt is probably, in my opinion, the best sports center anchor still working today.
SVP.
SVP.
When you go by initials, you've made it.
Right. He's a Maryland grad. We should have reached out to him and see if he could have, you know, come and visited you this week. His dog passed away, I don't know, a few months ago or whatever. So he's got a new dog. His name is Red. And he was doing a podcast, a video podcast, with some guy named Kevin Clark. It's called the Slow News Day Podcast. And just listen here, and he describes what happened to clean up the poop. Yes. His dog took it, he said, with the S word, and then later changed it to dump. But yes, he took a dump in the background, and you could see it plain as day. Mm-hmm. Pretty embarrassing, huh?
I mean, we've all kind of had those moments via Zoom where something happens, and, you know, what was that guy? Oh gosh, he was eventually
Tubing?
Tubing.
He was tubing.
This was probably not as bad as tubing.
No,
but
no, because it's your dog. But let me ask you this: 248-539-9797, ticket text, phone lines. What has your dog or pet, other pet, done something to just embarrass you? Because I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people, don't you? Maybe not that, so to speak. For instance, one of my late dogs, Rocky, rest in peace, Rocky, he bit Harry Glanz. Harry walked into the house.
He bit him.
Harry walked into the house, you know, and Rocky was just protecting his territory. So this strange guy walked into our house because he was picking me up to go to a Michigan State basketball game, if I remember correctly. And he walked in to say hello to my family, and Rocky didn't know who Harry was. And at least he didn't bite his hairy glands. He bit his ankle.
That's kind of a sniffing area.
Yeah. that was kind of embarrassing.
Sure, yeah. You don't want your friends to come over and get bit by your dog.
I know.
Heather, I know you have...
Oh, yes. I'm sure there has been multiple embarrassed. I mean, I'm embarrassed when they just don't walk properly on a leash, because it looks like I'm a bad pet owner. But for me, we haven't had like anything crazy. They've escaped the electric fence before.
Oh, yeah.
And people have had to post whose Juniper it belonged to. And it's like, oh, that's me, you know. But nothing crazy. I haven't had anything too embarrassing happen.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I had one that became embarrassing. I had two labs, great hunting dogs, Roscoe and Rocket. And Roscoe was, let's just say, an excitable chocolate lab.
Mm-hmm.
He got excited one day, and it got stuck. It got stuck out. And so the dog is walking around.
With lipstick.
Yes. But it's walking around like awkwardly. I'm looking at him like, going, what is the problem with this dog? And so I had to call the vet's office. This happened when I was in Virginia. So I call the vet's office, and I'm thinking, okay, there's like three different options of people that are going to answer the phone. I'm thinking, please be the dude. Please be the dude. And no, it was one of the sweet receptionists answers the phone, you know, oh, hello, John. How are you? And I've got it. What's the problem today? And I tell her, at that point, the only thing I could think of is like every, you know, crude word to call it. And
right.
I can't think of, you know, how to best say it. I'm like, well,
want to run around with a heart on all day?
That's about it. and so I'm on the phone with her, she's like, well, what's the matter? And I said, well, it's stuck out. And she goes, well, what is it that is stuck out? Like, I mean, did the dog get stuck with something? I'm like, no, it's his. And then it hits her, and she goes, oh, Oh, you mean he's got an erection? Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Who said it Friday at 4:02, by the way?
An erection. And oh, well, just bring him on in and we'll take care of that. Okay. Get in the truck.
That's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it was still that way when I got him out of the truck. Oh,
Lord. All right, 248-539-9797. Scott Van Pelt, love that guy. His dog took a dump behind him while he was doing a video podcast while I was talking about one of his former co-workers, Ryan Rosillo, which is kind of ironic in itself. But, yeah, like I said, my dog wants bit Harry glands in the ankle. A couple of times, actually.
It was repeated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It was an assault. Nah, it was an attack.
No, I think it was multiple. I mean, it happened once again, too.
It wasn't the multiple times.
Yeah. He did. He was the only person he really ever bit.
Oh.
For the most part. I mean, no, there were others.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're talking about Scott Van Pelt's dog took a dump on camera, not during the Sports Center, but during a video podcast he did with somebody. So we're asking if your dog or pet have caused any, shall we say, embarrassing moments. They have some good on the ticket text. My husky hopped our 6-foot private fence, then proceeded to run 5 houses down to the neighbors, took a dump in the middle of their open house tent.
Oh,
I caught up and had to hold his collar while he was pooping in front of 200 people. Awkward.
Yeah, because you can't just pull them away because once you start, you can't stop.
Oh, my gosh.
How about the guy in the bathroom in the background at Mike Vrabel's house on Zoom during the NFL draft taking a dump with the door open? Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you see the video, the close-up video of him on Monday night? There was a dude that got caught behind him, and they think it was one of the kickers who was scratching his crotch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Was camping with my dog, Dylan. Dylan the villain. I went for my morning constitutional. He broke free and terrorized the campground. I caught him when he stopped to steal bacon off some lady's plate, yet he really messed up by jumping in the lake first and then drying off on the people as well. That's Austin on his way to work.
The wet shake.
Ooh. Day one of our new house, my dog jumped up on our elderly neighbor and knocked her into the lake.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the neighborhood. Yikes.
I was on a first date, and we stopped by my friend's house before going out. His dog jumped up on her and peed all over her.
Oh.
Cool chick, because she was unfazed. We still headed out wet. That's from Rocky in Ann Arbor. And by the way, we need more John in a Southern woman's voice. John,
bless his heart.
A cold wash rag would have been a lot cheaper than the vet bill. That's from Tom. Yeah, but then John would have
trust me. I was kind of in a panic. Felt bad for the little guy, but didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. John, you named your dog after Raheem Ishmael?
No. This was Roscoe. Rocket was. I don't know why we named Rocket, but yes. He wasn't the one with the rocket at the time.
Let's go to Jacob in Plymouth. What's up?
Hey, guys. I started dating a girl. We started off in the living room, and I had a Rottweiler that loved me way too much. He got a little jealous, and all of her clothes were in the living room. And he shredded over the course of the night every bit of her clothing, and I was about double the size of her. I had to give her my shorts and T-shirts to wear home, and they were falling off of her, and I felt so bad. They're expensive jeans. He ate everything.
Oh, how long did that relationship last?
About a year. About a year. She took it in good stride. It was the first time I dated someone, and he just was a little bit upset that he couldn't be in the bedroom with me that night. So, and I mean, I felt bad for him, but I felt really bad for her. I even ate her shoes, everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh boy!
Wow,
you're lucky she stuck around.
I know.
Yeah.
A Rottweiler too.
I've had that happen to me. Like I said, it's kind of embarrassing. I had to take one of our dogs to the vet, and I've learned what to do since. She ate like 6 pairs of my underwear, and I had to explain what she ate to the vet, and then they made her puke it all up, and it's like, oh, there they are, right there. Right there.
Oh, my Lord.
It's kind of embarrassing.
97 on the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.